Jonathan, happy summer.
Yeah. New summertime.
Different rhythm in the summer.
And the living's easy.
Yep. And we've got a different rhythm for the podcast in the summer. We've decided we're going to do some lighter episodes.
Yeah.
Some altruistic ideas that might not be the biggest money makers. Some ideas that are maybe good, bad ideas.
Yeah.
And just have some fun with it. Keep it light. Keep it simple. I think today we're going to have a good, bad idea.
Okay.
Right. But I want to open up talking about social media, because this good, bad idea is going to be around social media. But you a big social media guy? Are you on all the platforms?
I have Instagram. I have a Facebook that I use for Marketplace.
Okay. Not so much.
That's about it. I mean, I think I was posting like at kids' birthdays and anniversaries and stuff like that, like a picture about them. But then all of my family was saying, it's just the same pictures every time. So I was like, okay, then I'm not posting anything.
Wow. So the family complained that you're posting skills.
The same picture. Oh, ha, ha, ha. This is the same picture from last year. Okay.
Well, first of all, why are you posting the same picture from last year?
Because
I'm kind of with your family.
Like, I don't want to have to go search for a whole bunch of pictures. Like, I hearted in my iPhone, I put them in an album of pictures that are fine, and then I'm like, okay, those are the ones I'm using.
No, weak. That's weak.
Okay. No. Well, I'm
with your family.
I'm not doing anything now.
That is the correct response.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you're gonna phone it in,
Phoning it in. Like I write something.
Phoned it in.
No. A picture's worth 1,000 words. That's not what I want to say. I want to say the opposite of that. So I write out this poem. I think I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. That's not it either. But like,
no,
I write
not.
Something that's yeah. from the heart. I don't want to have to spend my time looking for like pictures of them. And then I guarantee you, if I pick pictures of them, they would be like, that's not a good picture. I hate that picture. Why'd you use that picture, Dad?
Well, you got to make sure you're getting the right profile on.
How do I know?
You're a dad. You got to know. You know your kids. You know what makes them look good, what not. I mean, you just got to know.
So
I know.
How about you? Are you on like...
Oh, I know my kids' best angles. Absolutely. 100%. You know?
I mean, I know what my kids look like, but like, I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could tell if something
was
different.
Ask me later. I'll give you some tips about how to post your children in the best light.
Maybe...
I can help you with this.
We just need to make some money so I can... hire somebody to post the pictures for me.
There we go. So we started with this podcast recently getting on social media.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody, Moises, who helps us out.
Yeah.
Does a great job getting the videos out there.
Great job, Moises.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. What else? We're on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed it's that feeling of like you put yourself out there.
Yeah,
and you don't know how people are going to respond. And the response overall has been really fun. You know, people posting, I like this idea. You should do this instead of this. You should call it this instead of that. That's always fun. But you also get just haters.
Right.
Like, what do you make of the haters? Do you
I think it's, yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's funny. Like, I've never watched something and thought, I need to respond on here that you're wrong or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Like I've never felt that urge, but there's people that do.
Well, you know, the only thing worse than negative comments is what?
Silence.
No comments. Yeah. Exactly. It's silence. So I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, it puts a big smile on my face when somebody I don't know, I will never meet, posts something or comments on one of our posts and says something negative.
Yeah.
Just like rips us apart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it has the adverse effect on me.
Well, a lot of times their comments are funnier than what we're saying anyway.
So. Yeah. So I pulled some up here. So let's have some fun with this. I don't have TikTok. You're not on on TikTok. So this is one. Let's see. Oh, but remember we did an episode on vanity phone numbers where you could choose your own phone number. And we had a big discussion about area codes.
Right.
Like just the utility of area codes, you know, how archaic the system seems.
Yes.
And so we had a whole episode on vanity phone numbers. And, you know, people are only watching a clip of the episode on TikTok. It's like 30 seconds, so they're not getting the full context. But somebody wrote, quote, why are there area codes? Bro doesn't understand the vastness of population and numbers.
Okay.
I think they're talking about you.
Yeah.
I think he's right. I don't think
but I don't
think you do understand the vastness of population.
And no, I don't. Like, once you get over 300 million, does it matter anymore? Like, the vast, like, can you comprehend that?
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I don't know. That's Here's funny. Another one. Our copy on this post is, how do you like the idea of a secondary market for phone numbers? And somebody posted, oh, man, do I have news for you? Which I think means, like,
there is one.
Yeah, I think he thinks that. Yeah, but here's here's my favorite one. I'm losing brain cells just listening to you.
That's funny.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that? That's great, how
I. I mean, I should get on there. I feel that way every time I record one of these things.
So love the chatter. So I think I have a good bad idea.
Okay.
Okay. And this relates to social media and our kids. We both have kids. Mm-hmm. My kids are a little bit younger than your kids. So yep. They're in middle school right now at the time of this recording. And so, you know, middle school's tough for everybody.
Sucks. Yeah.
You know, and social media compounds it and makes it all the more tough. Our kids actually aren't on social media. Your kids, when they were younger, when did they get on social media? What was the age for them? Was that
probably
middle school, high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Did you have a tough time with that?
Yeah. It was terrible. And my kids were there when Snapchat first came out. Ooh. And no one knew, like, what is Snapchat? How does this work? Why are these things disappearing?
It's the Wild West.
There was so much fear and trepidation.
Secrecy. Yeah.
Snapchat.
So, I mean, how did you handle that as a parent?
They didn't have Snapchat for a while.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
And then at some point they did.
But it's tough. Like, so here I'm setting up the problem. Well, the problem is for parents, it's tough because we can't keep up.
No, especially when your kids are making Finstas or whatever, those fake Instagram accounts.
Can you explain for Becky and Tommy what Finsta is?
Poorly. I mean, I'm going to explain it poorly. I'm assuming it is a fake Instagram account that you don't want your parents to see. That's how I always...
Fake Insta, Finsta. Yeah.
Finsta. Like, it was, the kids would have their Instagram account that they wanted me to see, that they would friend me, and it was always, oh, my kids are great because they're just doing nice things, you know? And then they would have their other account. And that we'd find out from other people because they'd be telling us something that our kid did or posted because they're on their Finsta.
Okay. So from other people.
Yeah.
Now this is where my idea comes in.
Okay.
When you say you find out from other people, mm-hmm. what I'm proposing is the other people have value that you want.
Okay.
And I'm proposing you pay for it. I'm proposing a service.
So this little kid, my son's little friend is going to be charging me. Hey man, that feels like a shakedown. Hey man, I'll give you $5 to tell you what Jacob did yesterday.
Close, but I'm going to legitimize it just a little bit more than that.
Okay.
So, we have in our school, you know, every grade I feel like has the cool mom, the mom who actually does know what's going on social media.
Right.
And I got this idea because my wife and I were talking with another parent, another couple, about just bemoaning, you know, overwhelmed with social media and our kids, and we don't know what they're on and we can't keep up. And she goes, oh, I got a beat on all of this stuff. I am on Instagram. I know what accounts my kids have, what their friends have. I know which ones are Finsta accounts, the fake ones. Like, I'm just on top of it. I know it. And this mom, I mean, to her credit, she's a cool mom. Just whatever that means for you. She's in the know, you know, the kids kind of like her, you know, the friends kind of like her. They like going over to that house and she's just in the know. She's just in the know. And I walked away going, she's got value. Cool mom has something we want, which is info and intel on our kids and social media. So how come, here's the business idea. I think every class should have a cool mom. And I think the parents should pay cool mom for intel. It makes total sense. That's
ready?
The idea. Go for it. Gut reaction.
So... I have a lot of different directions I could go here. Like, cool mom sounds like she could end up in prison.
Why?
I've known it. So this is a delicate situation for me here, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Do I need to get in different headspace
for this? There were a couple. There's been cool moms in our kids' lives.
Yeah.
That one time... My daughter Hannah told my wife, you're not as cool as this other mom. You're not as cool a mom as this other mom, which we laughed about, that's Shannon awkward. And I.
Yeah.
And then after she went to prison, she wasn't quite. She's still a cool mom. I guess she's even cooler she's now. She comes out of prison
she
and
comes
she's
out
got
with prison
some,
tattoos. Yeah. She's even cooler.
But she's not the only one. Like, that's happened twice. Like, and so I think that there's this fine line between being a cool mom.
You've had a bad record
and being,
with cool moms.
And being.
I was not expecting that.
Being. A child predator. What, like, do you remember what was that American Pie movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that
Stifler's
one
mom?
Wasn't she like a cool mom?
She, I think they were portraying her as hot mom, which is a different category than
okay.
cool mom.
So I have like, so how does she have these kids? Like, what kids are befriending her on Instagram for her to be able to?
Oh, I'll tell you how. She creates her own Finsta account. She creates her own.
Doesn't that seem kind of like okay? So. You know, on
Jonathan, at all costs. Jonathan, it's scorched earth.
To catch
it's
a predator. Have you seen the TV show To Catch a Predator?
Yeah, Jonathan, she's not soliciting like, the kids.
They're like, but she is, right? She's like, she's faking who yeah, she is. She's creating a profile. She's getting in and talking to these little kids and being like, hey, did you kiss Tommy last night? Like, this cool mom doesn't need to be there.
So. I just don't know why you're conflating Cool Mom with the Chris Hansen To Catch a Predator.
Because that's what they do on To Catch a Predator is they create these fake social media profiles.
Yeah, but
you're
leaving out the worst part. Towards what end? Towards what end?
I don't know.
On To Catch a Predator,
yeah,
it's something really nasty and abusive and disgusting.
Correct. Yes, yes, yes.
For Cool Mom, it's a wonderful purpose. I want to know what my kids are up to on social media. It's actually the opposite. If that child had a cool mom, maybe somebody protecting somebody in the
she
chat
would,
rooms.
She would sniff
she
out
would
the predator.
Know. She would
takes
know.
One to know one kind of thing.
You don't like this idea, do
no,
you?
No, I don't think I do. I mean, I see where you're going and I see that there could be some value possibly, but like, I feel like the leap you have to take to get other to get these kids to like friend you and trust you, that's where like it gets pretty icky. And I also, maybe it's baggage that I've had in seeing this happen in past relationships with junior high age kids, like creates this thing that like, I don't know.
So
I bristle.
Okay. At. So what if cool mom, I'm thinking of like the late elementary, early middle school years.
Okay.
A lot of these cool moms actually, if they're, I think, you know, really on top of it, they've actually got the accounts
mm-hmm.
for their kids.
Okay.
You know, it's their account. You
okay.
know,
so it's kind of like they're doing this off of their kid's account.
I think that's an angle too. I think yes. I think that's a safer angle than them creating Finsta. We're just talking it out.
Right, right.
But I think, you know, Finsta's on the table.
It's almost like a monitor, like a admin or something.
Yeah, because I my point is, I think it's already socially acceptable for parents to own the account for the kids mm-hmm. and have the passwords get in there, check it out. They're already able to do that. All I'm saying is, when they do that, they now have valuable information.
Right. So it's almost like a double agent. Like, you're hiring a double agent to go in there
100%
and find out what's going on with your kids.
100 because listen, this is a game.
Yeah.
And right now the kids are winning.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say that? Okay. Your kids won, right? The social media game?
Yeah.
Right?
Over me? Yeah.
Yeah, they won, right? You had no
I don't
hope.
Even post their pictures on their birthdays now.
You're just phoning it in. You had no choice. What I'm trying to get back is the power balance.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you the ball.
So what you're saying is you create this, you identify this person as cool mom.
Yeah.
And so you hire her, you pay her a certain amount of money to give you information on your kids.
Yeah.
Like a private eye.
Yeah.
It would make me feel more comfortable. I don't know why, if it was a private eye doing it, but.
Okay.
The cool mom probably knows the kids better than a private eye.
Hey, listen, the alternative is keep the kids off of social media,
yeah.
which is a fine alternative. That's actually the one we're currently pursuing, mm-hmm. right, as a family. But I think there's a lot of parents out there that are helpless.
How much would you pay for that service?
I mean, to keep my kids safe? I don't know. How much is your kid worth? I mean, that's what you're asking me. You know, it's like there's
I'm going to sound like a jerk because you just asked what your kid worth. And I'm like, $50 a month for both of them.
Yeah, I think
like
it's
a dual package.
I think it's well, OK, so you've got.
Can I buy a family plan?
You have social media monitoring apps. You've got like Bark is one, you know, our family is used. You have internet filtering things. The problem with those is there are just so many different ways around it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Cool Mom is contextualizing around the kids and she's, you know, she's in the mix.
Yeah.
I need somebody in the mix. I just don't need surveillance from on high. I need somebody in the mix. That's what I'm proposing.
Okay.
So that's so we've done. I mean, do you have a better name than Cool Mom?
I mean, I haven't thought about it that much, but I feel like there would be tons of them like better names than Cool Mom.
Like, I agree with you, but I like how
Undercover
you
came Mom.
At that. It doesn't have to be a mom. That's sexist yeah. too. You know, it could be Cool Dad.
Yeah. Undercover Parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something other than the word cool.
But Cool Mom does tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
Cool Mom is in the know.
Cool Mom. It freaks me out. Like it freaks me out hearing that.
Okay.
But maybe I'm just, like I said, maybe I'm traumatized from that.
Financial model we've talked about, right?
$50 a month is where you're going.
I think so. I think it's $50 a month.
And so like, how do you, like, does she just say, hey, listen, I'm the cool mom of the school and I'm Mama Cool of the school, and you guys are going to be
so. Like, or do you, first of all,
do you approach
first
her?
Of all, I'm Mama Cool of the school.
Yeah.
Might be the most uncool thing I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
And we're talking about an app called Cool Mom, so keep in mind, there's a lot of uncool things happening in this conversation. But I think this company goes after schools.
Okay.
And goes by, then you got to break it down by classroom.
Okay.
And I mean, once you find a cool mom, they kind of grow as every year as the classroom, you know, as the kids move into a different grade, they're just kind of with them.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm seeing some other problems now too.
Okay, go ahead. What could be wrong? Like, what could be wrong with this idea?
Well, I'm just saying like, even if it were a good idea, and not just a good, bad idea, but I'm still on the bad, bad idea right now. But I don't understand, like, were all the kids in your class friends? I went to school with 32 people in my graduating class and we weren't all friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like three of us were friends.
Yeah.
So like, you're going to have, you can't just have a cool mom for a class. You're going to have a like,
well,
cool mom per friend group.
But keep in mind, if you get a friend request from somebody in your class, you don't reject that friend request.
Maybe we could call it the Trojan horse, Trojan mom, going, Trojan
yeah,
parent,
with, yeah, I like
Trojan.
It. I like it.
Something with the word Trojan in it.
I like
well,
it.
Maybe.
Maybe. So I think we've said all we needed to say about this idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, unless you got any other thoughts.
So yeah, I'll rate it for you if you've given me a scale to rate it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't thought of a scale yet. Okay. So
between Stacy's mom and the mom on that
who's
one.
Who's got it going on. So what should we do? Okay, we should probably rate it based on like security. Okay, so on a scale of 0 internet filters for your kids.
Okay.
They can do whatever they want, whenever they want to, you know, you're not on social media till you're 18.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about, which isn't a horrible idea, right?
Right.
So where do you rate this one?
I rate it at taking candy from a stranger in a van.
Oh, it's bad, huh?
I feel like you're setting up a mom to go to jail and a kid to have
I don't
a story
why you're
to tell.
Stuck on the moms going to jail. I think you're way off on that.
I could be.
I think you're way off on that. I think that's way too cynical.
It might just be, yeah, personal experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's workshop that.
Okay.
Let's workshop that later.
We'll come back to it.
Thanks for playing on this one.
Awesome. I think it was funny.
Yeah. Stop. Is it stop?
It's the stop button.
Thanks for listening to this episode. We'd love it if you would like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with others. Know we've got a growing list of ideas, so we'll be back next time to share more with you. If you have an idea you'd like to share, head over to idealistpodcast.com and record your pitch right there on our site. We just may share it and pick it apart on an upcoming episode. So until next time, thanks again for joining The Idealist.